Well, thank you for joining us once again here on this Wednesday. We have a special guest with us today that we're so glad to have come on and share with us today. It is Aaron Jones, Director, Legislative and Strategy Council for the March of Dimes. Aaron, it is great to have you with us on the air right here at WTSV.
Well, I'm happy to be here. Thank you for having me.
Yes, ma'am. And we're going to, our majority of our time today, we're going to, of course, talk about the flu shot today. But before we get to that, share a little bit about the March of Dimes and your role in the organization with our listeners here on WTSB.
So the March of Dimes is a organization that was founded back in 1938 by FDR, and our sole purpose was to eradicate polio. And as many of you know, as listeners, that we did eradicate polio here in the States. There are a few places in third world countries where we're still working on closing in on that disease. But since then, March of Dimes has continued to work for the health of infants and children, and has recently taken on the role of really looking at how mothers are faring. So we really have expanded our role, not just for infants, but for what we call maternal and child health. So really looking at moms and babies. So our sole purpose right now is across the country to make sure that moms and babies are healthy. And so if mom is healthy, then we end up with strong babies. So that's what we do here at the March of Dimes. My role here with the March of Dimes is as strategic counsel and legislative counsel, is to look at policies across the country, recommend policies, look at analysis of policies, and how can we do just that? How can we make life better for moms and babies? And that's it.
Well, I'm sure that is a very, very, I don't want to say difficult job, but a job that keeps you busy along the way with all of that that you got to take care of.
Well, it is, right? But it's rewarding work and it's good work. And I really enjoy what I do. I love seeing that the policies that we work on actually have an impact, a sustainable impact on the families and the lives that we work with. So. It's a great job. I can't say enough about it.
Great. Well, we're thankful to have you be with us today once again, and thank you for what you do for the March of Dimes. And today we're going to talk about and some people might think, well, why are we talking about March of Dimes and the flu shot? But you can explain that a little bit more, too, here in a moment. But what can you tell our listeners about why they need to get a flu shot this year?
I think the number one thing to be aware of is, you know, the flu is not anything new. We've had the flu around for a long, long time. And over the time and ages, we have perfected the flu vaccine. And I think that in this time of a health pandemic that we're going through, it's vitally important that in the middle of this pandemic that, you know, the experts are predicting that we possibly could have a second wave in the winter months, that our healthcare systems are continuing to be strained. And if we can eliminate people with influenza, then we have this potential of maybe not having so many people be sick during the winter months. So if you have the opportunity to get the flu shot, it's the best thing you could do for your own health and for the people around you. And that way you're reducing your risk of being hospitalized during a pandemic, and you're reducing the strain on the medical system if you should have to have, you know, care where you're hospitalized. And, you know, unfortunately, you can die from influenza. And so obviously we want to prevent that as well. So during this time when we're in the middle of a pandemic, if you can reduce your risk of getting anything that even similarly looks like the pandemic, then why wouldn't you?
Of course. Absolutely. It seems like that would be kind of easy to answer, but sometimes it's not, though. In a typical year, in just reading some information, a little bit less than 50% of adult population gets a flu shot. Are you seeing numbers go up getting vaccinations for flu shots this year?
Well, it's a little early, right? So October is typically the month that we really start doing the advocating and recommending that folks get their flu shot. And so we're almost through the month. So I think that what we're seeing, the CDC is reporting, definitely creating and having more vaccines available because we are doing a concerted effort to get that message out and strongly encourage I know healthcare providers are strongly encouraging it. I'm sure people are seeing it on their news, you know, the radios. The pharmacies, your local pharmacies are highly encouraging folks and making sure that you have access to flu shots. And in most cases, almost all health insurance companies cover it. And if they don't, a lot of the pharmacies are offering it to families at a reduced cost, if no cost, to make sure that families have access to it. So I think that that push that we're doing from the public health perspective, we should see an increase in people utilizing it. You know, also, we're in the middle of a pandemic, so it's a little scary, right? And so if you know there's something out there that maybe you can prevent yourself from getting sick, I would hope that folks would want to take advantage.
Absolutely. And I just read lately, too, that and because I, you know, my mother is up in her 80s now, I have a mother-in-law in her 80s, and that they're for that particular part of the numbers that there is a double, you know, portion of that or some different kind of flu shot that they get to help them a whole lot better.
Yes. So there's different high-risk populations, and definitely over 65 is considered a high-risk population, even if they have no other, you know, other coexisting issues, and it's just their age. And so there is a specific flu shot that's made for folks over 65. I think it's called Prevnar 13.
Okay. I was thinking that, you know, that it would be incentive for even elderly to have that a little bit more, too, to know that some of the things that are going on right now in the pandemic, that they would want to get that a little bit more too, or their loved ones would have them to get it.
Absolutely. I mean, what we know is flu shots are safe. They're effective, and they're the easiest. They're very easy to get right now. We're really trying very hard to work with our public health systems to make sure that happens. And they're the most effective way to reduce your, you know, your symptoms or even your risk of getting flu. And yes, over 65, and along that, you know, that route is also the young, right? The other side of the spectrum is our very young children are also highly susceptible to the flu, more so than COVID. So the flu actually is more susceptible for children than it is COVID, at least the state, you know, the data that we're seeing right now.
So what is the earliest age of taking the flu shot? What's the youngest age?
Or yep. Where do they? So the CDC is recommending kids as early as age 6 months and older.
Okay. I didn't realize that young. So, okay.
What we know. We know the flu affects kids, young children. So.
So why do you think there is a number of the American public that doesn't, you know, says, I don't want to take that? Why is there some sense of that they don't want to get that vaccination? Is there some understanding about that? Because I know of some people that say they won't get it.
Yeah, I think there is a general hesitancy around vaccines in general, which, you know, we're trying to very hard to make sure people understand that vaccines are safe and they're the most effective way that we can control, you know, the health of our population. And it's not just about you, it's about the people around you as well. Because the more people are vaccinated, you know, more opportunity we have to control, and we have what we call herd immunity. So I think what it is sometimes is hype. You know, they hear a story, you hear, you know, and it gets exaggerated by the time it gets to you. Somebody who got the flu shot and got severely ill. You know, there is rare instances where they might have a reaction, but it's very small. And that small reaction definitely doesn't outweigh the benefit. So the benefits of getting your flu vaccine absolutely outweigh that small inconvenience you might have or feeling. That's why we really encourage people who are apprehensive, have that conversation with your provider. Get the right information. Go to the right resources. Don't trust, you know, Uncle Bob who heard from a friend who while they were fishing that so-and-so, you know, died because they got the flu shot. Probably unlikely.
Right.
So talk to your doctor. Talk to your pharmacist and have that conversation.
Mm-hmm. Now, what about, since you work with the March of Dimes a lot and women and babies, but what about pregnant women? Are they advised to receive the flu shot? Can they get the flu shot?
Yes, it's actually highly recommended that pregnant women have that conversation with their healthcare provider, but that they do get the flu vaccine during pregnancy. One, because it's considered a high-risk population when you are pregnant, and the flu can affect respiratory, right? And your systems are already overtaxed because you're in the process of growing a human being. And so this is an opportunity to reduce any risk of you getting sick. Because as we know, when you're pregnant, you're really not recommended to take any kind of antiviral drugs or any even medicine. And so it makes it harder for us to treat. And so we highly recommend pregnant women get vaccinated.
All right. Any particular group that you would say not to, or is there any group you wouldn't say, like anybody with any kind of other diseases they may have already? Would that knock them out of having a flu shot or not?
At this time, we really recommend that those high-risk groups, which are even people who have chronic diseases, to get mm-hmm. their flu shot. But again, that's a conversation, you know, if you're autoimmune compromised, that's a conversation you're having with your physician or your healthcare provider to make sure it's safe and it's right for you. But the general public, including people who have chronic diseases, are highly recommended to get, because their immune system's already shut, you know, a little bit slower. And so this will help them and prevent them from getting very sick.
Oh, that sounds great. Sounds great. Any last words you would share about getting informing anyone about the flu shot or encouraging anyone to get the flu shot?
You know, again, like I said, if you're apprehensive, if you're concerned, seek out a good provider, seek out good information, have the conversation so that you feel confident, that you feel comfortable with what you're receiving, because really, we're looking at trying to make sure everybody's healthy, and we all have to do our part. Just like COVID, we're all in this together during the flu season too. And if we know that we can reduce your risk, and we know that we can reduce the opportunity, you know, the chance of you getting severely sick and hospitalized, let's do it. But we got to do it together, and you got to do it the right way. So I encourage people, you know, March of Dimes has resources. You can go on our website as well. You can go to your local pharmacy, but talk to folks, the right folks, and get the right information.
Sounds great. Well, that was the last question I wanted to ask. Where can people get more information about the March of Dimes, and do we need to know about the March of Dimes within our lives today?
March of Dimes has a wealth of information on all kinds of things that are maternal and child health related, but also family related, right? So dads are also included as part of that family unit. So if you have questions or if you have concerns, you can go on our website. We have lots of information. We even have blogs and chats where you can actually ask somebody some questions and you'll get some answers. So we highly encourage people that are concerned about COVID or the flu or anything else that happens during pregnancy or childhood, give us a buzz. Call us. Go on our website. We'd be happy to lead you. If we don't have the answer, we're going to lead you to the right place.
That sounds great. Well, it's been great having you with us, Erin Jones, who's Director, Legislative and Strategy Council for the March of Dimes. Erin's been wonderful talking with you, and thank you for sharing with our listeners today all about the flu shot here and encouraging folks to do their part when it comes to that. So thank you, and we wish you well in all your endeavors and for the March of Dimes, too.
All right. Thank you, Ronnie. Thank you for having us.
All right. You have a wonderful day now.
You too. Bye-bye.